The 2004 presidential campaign is being fought in a small number of swing states. Of these, one of the closest and most important is Florida, and right now, John Kerry seems to have moved ahead in that state. We made a quick visit to the Florida Panhandle this week, to Panama City. It was solidly for President Bush in the last election. Their big military base is nearby. Our first stop was Glenn's Barbecue on Old Highway 98, where we met some of the people both candidates count on in Florida. Frank Atkinson is a Bush loyalist. He owns a skeet shooting club in a nearby town. He's white, Republican. He says Iraq is the big issue, and the weapons of mass destruction the president talked about were a threat.
I think that the preponderance of evidence shows that he really did have them, or he thought he had them.
And do you think this was worth a war?
Boy, that's a tough one, yes. All wars are tough, but yeah, I think so. If he really did have weapons of mass destruction and he decided to bring them over here, it wouldn't have been too hard for him to do it.
If Frank Atkinson had any doubts, and he really doesn't, it would be on the president's management of the economy. Atkinson doesn't believe in deficits. But that's nowhere near enough to make him consider John Kerry. Betty Rouse is for Kerry. Black voters are the most loyal Democratic voters in Florida. Ms. Rouse, who's a retired schoolteacher, says education is her issue, but for her, too, this time, it's the war in Iraq.
I've always felt we should not have gone to war as really almost by ourselves as a country. So thinking about that and with the number of lives that have been lost, and we're fighting for so many things that we don't even have in America at this point.
And what's your view of Mr. Bush?
Of whom?
Mr. Bush, President Bush.
Being a Christian, I really cannot say.
Betty Rouse, like many black voters in Florida, feels that not all votes were counted in some black precincts, but she thinks that painful memory means turnout will be even bigger this November.
It still hurts. This is the feeling of many African Americans.
All kinds of Panama City people drop by Glenn's for lunchtime talk and slabs of ribs, while the ceiling fans labor to move the nearly liquid summer air and the logging trucks roar by. The atmosphere could hardly be more different in the gated community of Bay Point, where airy houses look out on the water and the golf course is just down the block. Vice President Dick Cheney was here for a fundraiser recently. Dee Pasquale lives here. She invited her book club to talk politics with us. In comfortable Republican Bay Point, terror and the economy are not the big issues. Here, too, it's the war in Iraq, and that has raised concerns about President Bush.
Well, I think the war in Iraq was Bush's biggest blunder.
Jane Moore voted for Bush last time. She works for the community newspaper, the Bay Point News and Calendar. We'll also hear from our hostess, Dee Pasquale, who works part-time at the paper, and Forrest Yankee, who's a psychologist, Jan Colcord and Doy Rossoff, who are retired teachers.
I don't think we ever should have gotten into it. Setting the precedent of us being on the attack and the aggressor, really, I think is horrible. And to go after Iraq when they really had nothing to do with 9/11 and say that it was in retaliation for that made no sense to me whatsoever.
Did anybody think President Bush did the right thing?
I am still trying to investigate his side, because I think right now people are just overly willing to be bushwhackers. He does not do a very good job of articulating his arguments. But when I hear other people telling the other side of the story, it makes more sense. But I'm not willing to say he tried to manipulate us.
I don't believe he manipulated us at all. In fact, I think some of the media has presented him as lying, and I don't see anything that I can, what the research I've done, that indicates that he's lied. I think he went on the best resources that he had and at the time to make the decision. That's my opinion.
Jan?
I'm probably the most Southern Democrat here. Yes, maybe the only. I don't think he deliberately lied to us. No, I agree with you there. But the fact remains, I guess the word ignorance would be a little bit too strong a word, but in his not being very knowledgeable, he got us over there. Now, we're over there. We can't just pull out. We've got to finish the job. We've got to do something. I don't know what. I'm not a military person, but I just don't see how we can just pull out suddenly just because we made a mistake.
Doy, we haven't heard from you.
I think it's absolutely sorrowful what happened to the world opinion of the United States. We've paid dearly as far as global opinion is concerned. I think that's a huge price.
Of the five women you just heard, four voted last time for President Bush.
I think that he is very resolute, but sometimes you can be resolute and be on the wrong track, and that's not good. And he might be. I'm still trying to sort it out. And I'm trying to not fall for the rhetoric that is out there. For example, the other day, Kerry said, let's not put up firehouses in Iraq when we need firehouses here. Well, everybody's going to fall for that, but you have to analyze that, and you can't just, you know, right away say, oh, yeah, let's get out of Iraq. I think that's almost an irresponsible statement. That's the way I feel about it.
I'm definitely going to vote for Kerry. This is the first election, and I voted in many, that it's clear cut to me. It's a no-brainer who I'm going to vote for. So, last time, I voted for Bush.
I think most Democrats are more fervent about opposing Bush than they are about electing Kerry, if that makes any sense. Because many of us down here didn't have much of an idea who Kerry was before this all happened in the last 6 months.
If I had to walk into a polling booth right this minute, I have a feeling I might vote for Bush.
Why?
Part of me is afraid of the whole transition where you've got to break in a new guy. Part of me thinks that that can penalize us a lot. I'm not thrilled with everything Bush is doing, for sure. The part about Kerry that worries me is that I find it very difficult to think that he really can get a grip on life of a general American, of a regulation American. I think he's clueless where that's concerned. Smartest move he ever did was pull my father was a mill worker into the scenario.
John Edwards.
Absolutely. And so therefore he's got something that's counterbalancing the thing I'm worrying about. But I don't know.
Because some might switch their votes, suburban women like these are targeted by both campaigns in all the swing states. We next checked with a group the Republican Party always carries in Florida, white men.
Miss Mary, how are you this morning?
I'm all right. How about you, Mr. Hanson?
All right.
At the Caravan Cafe in Marianna, a group of mostly retired businessmen, many of them veterans, have met for breakfast every morning for many years. I asked about the Iraq War and the coming election.
My name is Hugh Rawls. In the first place, older than you are. I'm 87 years old and smarter than most everybody sitting around here.
We'll
which
take
is
it
really
as read.
Not saying anything, you understand.
Absolutely.
President Bush did exactly the right thing because he said, if you don't do this, I'll do that. He's the only one that I know of in position of power who actually does what he says he will do. I won't mention another gentleman who does not do that.
I'm Bill Hopkins. I think the Iraqi war, as it present stands, is a terrible situation. I don't think, under the circumstances, we had any choice but to go in. We're hiding our heads in the sand as far as Iran is concerned. I don't think we like being policemen of the world, but I don't think we had any choice. And I am so Bush till I don't drink anything but Bush beer.
Even though it's not spelled the same way.
That's right. That's right.
This is Bill Pritchett. These people, the thing they understand is force. And I would lay down an ultimatum to them, if I was the president, for every one of our people that you kill, we're going to take out 50 of yours. I think they can understand that.
Mr. Mayor, did you want to add something?
My name is James Wise. I think the big thing in this election is who is the most reliable person that we've got running. Who do you trust? Who can you trust? Who do you know where they stand? And I say, you know where George Bush stands.
Tommy Granger, that's exactly the reason I am not a Bush person. I know where he stands.
Most of this group will vote for President Bush. There are a couple of outnumbered Kerry Democrats and one Nader voter who's probably on Kerry this time. But here, too, we found a Bush voter who plans to switch. Dick Henson, who retired from the insurance business.
I voted for Harry Truman, and I'd do it again. He was the last Democrat that I voted for until this time. That's a long period of time. But I think the country is in that kind of danger now. I'm voting for the one that I think can bring the country through this and get the best support from other countries in the world who cherish freedom.
So are you, you're getting a lot of grief from your colleagues here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, time out. It's time for the markout game.
After breakfast, the coffee club plays a numbers game. The winner buys the coffee.
The only thing we agree on is a game.
New numbers are out this weekend from a New Hampshire polling firm, American Research Group. Their poll shows an uptick in Senator Kerry's fortunes, which puts him at 50% in Florida, 7 points ahead of the president. President Bush plans to be in Panama City on Tuesday.